I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The travel industry isn't really geared towards solo travelers, but the power of solo travelers is growing, and some travel providers are actually starting to pay attention. Traditionally, solo cruisers have been hit hard. Cruise lines don't make money from selling cabins. They depend on onboard spending. So if you want your own cabin, you're paying for double occupancy. Recently, Norwegian Cruise Lines came out with its studio cabins, which are only 100 square feet, but they're priced for one person. Other companies often have promotions for solo travelers. Crystal Cruises is dropping its supplement to 10% on some sailings, and International Expeditions is waiving its fee on every Amazon and Galapagos cruise in 2013. Abercrombie & Kent is dropping its single supplement fees on several tours in Africa and China this year. Both Rhodes Scholar and Country Walkers will try to find you a roommate to share the hotel costs, and if they can't, they'll waive the supplement fee. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.